Recorded as part of the Springfield Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read. We're speaking today with Roberta Drain. The date is Friday, March 12th, 2010. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning.
Now, Roberta, I hear you have a story about your childhood that you might be willing to share with us today.
Well, it wasn't my childhood. It was my oldest daughter.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, she had to go to the doctor, and when we got home, she was kind of quiet all afternoon for her. And then eventually she said, "Mommy, why'd the doctor eat the ice cream off the stick before he put it in my mouth?" The doctor got quite a kick out of that.
She didn't like that empty stick in there, did she?
She didn't realize what that tongue depressor was.
How many children did you have?
Three.
Three children. All girls?
No, the oldest was a girl. She is gone. She had cancer. And then I have a boy and another girl.
I see.
My youngest girl's going to be up to see me, well, on my birthday.
Oh, that's great.
20th of this month. March.
Do they live close by?
Just my son. And the daughter that's coming up lives in Texas.
Ah, I see.
North of Dallas.
Where did you grow up, Roberta?
On a farm in Northwest Missouri.
Northwest. So what city would that
Been
or close to?
You know, St. Joe, that's a big city.
Sure.
Then you go north there to Maryville.
Mm-hmm.
Then I lived a little town east of there called Ravenwood, Missouri. A real small town.
Mm-hmm. What, do you remember the population?
It was just under 300, 297 or something.
Uh-huh. About how many people were in your class in school?
13, my graduation class.
13.
And that was after they combined two schools.
So they sort of consolidated?
Mm-hmm, consolidated Ravenwood and Parnell. And I think Parnell had three seniors when they consolidated with us. And we had the others.
Were any of your classmates people that you'd gone to school with all your life, or were they?
One boy was. I went to a little one-room country schoolhouse, and I had gone to school with him all 12 years.
Mm-hmm. So what was school like back then? Well, tell me a little bit about your high school.
It's still a small town, so quite different from what these large cities are. They have a lot less subjects. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy school?
Oh, I loved it.
What was your favorite subject? Do you remember?
Oh, math or spelling.
Well, now that's interesting, because a lot of times if you're good at spelling, you're not so great at math, and vice versa.
A lot of women are not supposed to be good at math.
Yeah.
But I took algebra and advanced algebra, geometry and trigonometry.
Oh my goodness, you really did.
Just
like
because
math.
I liked it.
What did you plan to do when you graduated from high school?
I used to say I was going to be a school teacher, but unfortunately I got married instead.
Uh-huh. How did you meet your husband?
Oh, I had known him since we were just little kids. My parents and his parents and a whole bunch of people used to get together at people's houses and have dances.
Oh.
And my husband's parents provided the music, and my husband played guitar when he was just a little bitty thing.
Oh.
And that's really how we met.
Mm-hmm. Now, people had dances in their homes?
Yeah.
How did that work?
Well, just moved back the furniture and a couple of rooms, and because there wasn't very many people there.
Uh-huh.
And had an old-fashioned dance.
Did you bring food when you came?
We did.
What kinds of things did you have?
Well, people would bring sandwiches, and then whoever's home they went to would furnish Kool-Aid or tea or something. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
And I learned a square dance when I was probably about 8 years old.
Who taught you?
My dad.
And who taught him?
I don't know.
Hmm.
because he was fairly good age when I was born.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you do clogging with that?
No, just
the square just dancing?
And in the square dancing, back then isn't like it is now. You had a caller that called the dances, and people just followed what he said.
Mm-hmm. That sure sounds like a good time to me.
Oh, we had a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
I loved it.
Now, did you have dances at your school when you got older?
When I was in high school, we had school dances.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, his dad, played for those, too.
I know you said your husband played the guitar. What did his father play?
Mostly the mandolin.
Uh-huh. And then did you have a fiddle player too?
He also played fiddle.
Oh.
The mandolin player.
I see.
And then there was a man that played the banjo. And we didn't have a drummer. I can't imagine a dance without a drummer, but we didn't have one.
Well, somebody else had to keep time, I guess.
I guess.
So you met your husband when you were children, and then mm-hmm. you got married, and what did the two of you do for a living?
Well, after he got out of the Army, he drove a milk truck for a few years. And after we moved down to South Missouri, he was a diesel mechanic.
Oh.
Worked on heavy road equipment.
Mm-hmm. And you took care of the children?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
I did work at Sears later in life.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, yes. I worked in the catalog department about 13 years.
Oh,
after
that's
the kids.
Quite a while.
Well, that was the first girl was grown and married, and the second two were older.
Mm-hmm. That must have been so hard to lose a daughter to cancer.
It was just 3 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Were you able to spend time with her?
Not much in the later years because I was in here.
Mm-hmm.
But in earlier years, yes.
What were your children like as children?
No, they really weren't. I shouldn't say that. But
so you're
just kind of average, I guess.
Were they good students?
Average.
Mm-hmm. But a little naughty sometimes.
No, never.
Do you remember any stories about when they were little?
Well, I told that one about the oldest girl when she was.
Mm-hmm. How old was she at the time?
Oh, about three.
About three. Did they also go to a small school, small town school?
We lived in Joplin, which was a big city, but the grade school was a small school.
Mm-hmm. What about family vacations or family traditions?
We were campers.
Campers?
Yeah. We bought a boat and a camper, and kids learned to water ski, and it was a lot of fun teaching kids to ski.
Well, it's not likely you'll make it up on the first time. Did any of your kids do that, or did it take a while?
Oh, I think my son came up the first time he went out. But the others, the oldest daughter got married right out of high school. So she was gone by the time we had boat and camper and was camping and skiing and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed loving just watching kids learn to ski. My nephew, 6'3", I think he is, and he was going to learn to ski. And he'd stand up a while and then he'd sit down, drag his fanny in the water a while, and then he'd stand up a while. And we could hear his mother and cousin in the boat. We could hear them laughing clear back on the island where we were.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it was a big family affair. You had Not, it wasn't just your immediate family, you had other relatives come?
Well, after we moved to Joplin, we were the only ones down here. But his sister and my brother and them would come down occasionally. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember any special holidays when you were a child? Was there a
special holiday? Oh, not in particular. Like I say, we grew up on a farm and didn't celebrate holidays nearly as much as what we do today.
So what did you do for Christmas, at Christmas time?
Oh, we just had gifts and mm-hmm. things. That part of it was about like now.
Yeah. Did you have a tree?
Yeah.
You always had a tree? Okay. Any special family traditions around food or dinners or those kinds of things?
We used to have a dinner once a month at different relatives that took in the birthdays for everybody that month. And I know the month of my brother's birthday, that night I went in the hospital and had an appendectomy about 10 o'clock.
Oh my goodness.
Or 11. Oh, I'd been.
That was an eventful day.
Yes, I'd been riding the horse and throwing, pitching horseshoes and carrying little kids around, and it just got too much for my appendix.
Uh-oh. How long were you in the hospital?
About 5 days, I think.
Yeah. I think now you're probably in and out pretty fast.
That's true. My youngest daughter was in and out overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know, they may send you home before you get out.
Maybe so.
My daughter always had to have, the oldest daughter had to have the children's cesarean. And the last one, they wanted to send her home the same day.
Hmm.
One of the nurses was really upset. She said, well, why don't we just meet them in the parking lot and help them have this baby and send them back?
It probably feels like that to them sometimes. Yeah. How was having your babies? Were you in the hospital when you had your children?
Yes, I was.
And how long was your stay?
5 days, I think, with each one of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That just doesn't happen anymore.
Uh-uh.
Did they sedate you or anything, or did you?
No. I didn't want to be, really, and my doctor delivered the last two. Didn't believe that I was sedated with the first one.
Was your husband allowed to be in the room with you, or did he even want to be?
I don't know if he was allowed to be back then or not, but he wasn't.
Mm-hmm. They didn't used to do that.
Uh-uh. No. So I got a feeling he probably wasn't allowed to be.
You're probably right. Are there any other stories you'd like to share with me today, Roberta?
Well, I can't think of anything right off the line. How much more time have we got?
I think we're just about ready to head out.
Good.
So thank you very much for coming and talking with me today.
Well, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. Recorded as part of the Springfield Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366. Or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.